Politics. All produced by IRIB English Radio.
Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among thy troops are the victors, and place me in thy party, for thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among thy friends, for thy friends, no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging. And to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is his anger, and I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is his good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from thee, O patron of beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam dina. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program today is special. Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode. Under the title of Knowing the Imam of Time. Today, Monday, is the 13th of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of the month of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Because we start this program, so as usual, we'll listen to one ayah from the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter Al-Mulk, verse 30.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ
Say, have you considered? If your water was to become sunken into the earth, then who could bring you flowing water?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The literal sense of the verse concerns flowing water as the source of life for animate beings. Though the esoteric meaning of it is on the existence of the Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, and his all-encompassing knowledge and justice, which in return are the source of the life of society. It has been mentioned that the Holy Quran possesses numerous exoteric and esoteric meanings, but we lay emphasis on the point that the esoteric meanings of the Quran are exclusively known to the noble prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and the infallible imams, and it is not permissible to suggest anything of one's own regarding the esoteric meanings of the Quranic verses.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Baqiyatullahi khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'minin. Wa ma ana alaykum bihafidh.
يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 بيا
If you remember on the last episode of today's special, we start a new topic, and that was knowing the Imam of Time. Today, we'll listen to the continuance of that. The first duty of the Shias, according to the Ahadith of the Imams, is to know the Imam of their time. What does this mean? Does it mean only to know that our Imam was born on the 15th of Shaban, 255 AH? There were four representatives of the Imam during Lesser Occultation, or Al-Ghaybatu Sughra. Does our duty about knowing the Imam of our time end at these historical informations? Surely not. We have to study about the need for an Imam and a proof or hujjah of Allah. In other words, the significance of the divine guidance which takes the form of imamate is important.
The
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the knowledge of the present Imam. What does this mean? Does it mean only to know that our Imam was born on, let's say, 15th of Sha'ban of, let's say, 255 after Hijrah? There were four representatives of Imam during the lesser occultation, that is Ghaybatul Sughra. Are they enough? I mean, are these information enough for us to gain this knowledge of Imam? Does our duty about knowledge of the Imam of our time end at these historical information? Surely not. The reality of the knowledge of the Imam is not just the knowing of these historical facts. Even the non-Shias or even the followers of other denominations in Islam world are aware of these facts. So what is the knowledge of Imam? To fulfill our responsibility in regard to the knowledge of the present Imam, we have to study some matters. We have to study about some issues. The first issue that we need to study about is the need for an Imam and a proof or hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the scene of the earth. In other words, the significance of the divine guidance which takes the form of imamate after the finality of nubuwa, that is prophethood and risala and messengership. This is first. This is what we have to know first about the necessity of the proof of Allah. The second issue that we need to talk about is the reality of imamate and wilayah. That is the nature of the relationship of an imam with the prophet and Allah, and the relationship of the a duty bound with his imam. The next issue, or the third issue that we have to be aware of, is the evidence of the birth of our present imam. The next issue which is important for us is to know the proofs that the present imam is the son of Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam. And the next issue that we have to, I mean, I'm actually mentioning these issues based on the importance and the priority of these issues. The next is to know about the important events of the lesser occultation, that is Ghaybatul Sughra. And the next is the causes of occultation. Why did this occultation had happened?
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
For knowing of the Imam, we look at different aspects of preparation. One of them is social ones. People throughout the world should be tired of injustice and unjust systems. They should experience the inefficiency and one-sidedness of this material life and be thoroughly disappointed with it. They must come to know that the glorious ideals that have been taught over the last few centuries were nothing but empty words on the lips and futile ink on paper. Not only have the promised peace, welfare, and security not yet been realized, but indeed disputes and material and spiritual insecurity have escalated into violence. Not only could the superficially attractive positive laws not abolish injustice, discrimination, and social prejudice, but in fact, these vices have appeared in a different form and on a much greater and more hazardous scale. Such a polite and a state of affairs will first encourage us to think, then doubt, and then be disappointed with the current state of world affairs. And secondly, they should lead us to make preparations for a wide-ranging revolution wisely guided by Allah's vicegerent and sponsored by the heavenly aid for the people on this planet.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi.
Help me to help you in action and speech, to deliver your message to the people I reach. 1,200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait, we've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? We smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr and Isa. They ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
One thing that should be concerned in this episode is that our role as we wait for Imam's reappearance is very important. And one of these rules is calling upon the Imam as an intercessor. For us to truly reach Allah and fulfill our responsibility to Him, we need to identify those whom Allah has given the power of intercession, as He commands us. Allah says, believers, have fear of Allah, find the means to reach Him, and strive hard for His cause, so that you may have everlasting happiness. Without a doubt, among the best means of reaching Allah is utilizing the best of His creation, whom He has sent with divine authority, that we call wilayah. For us, that requires us to seek Allah by the intercession of the Imam of our time. Inshallah.
You know, sometimes there'll be people who, for example, are, let's say, born into a Muslim family. They've gone through the system of the of our religious teachings. They come to the majalis, to the programs, the sessions, and then they feel they get to a certain age. They think, well, I know enough. There's nothing more that I need to know, right? And they don't bother trying to further their own education. This obviously is not the right way to look at religion and about knowledge in and of itself, right? There are so many hadith, many ayat of the Quran. Allah tells us in the Quran, for example, that knowledge, it really has no end. When you find somebody who has one level of knowledge, there's always somebody higher than that. وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي إِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ, Allah says in the Quran. Somebody has a master's, somebody else has a PhD, maybe a double PhD. They've studied for X amount of years. And Islamic knowledge is the same, that you can never really get to a point where you say, I know everything about Islam. It's impossible for anybody to claim. Even our greatest scholars who have studied 40, 50, 60, 70 years, sometimes you go to them or you email them a question and you might not get an answer right away. You know, they will be doing research on what is the response to this question, right? Because knowledge is an endless ocean, as we have in some of the traditions. And so as a community, we have to ensure that we have a love of Islamic knowledge. And that love should translate into finding ways to satiate that love, to make that void within our lives complete. Again, we'll never get to the end of all knowledge, but we have to be on a continuous path of knowledge, right? And we have that beautiful tradition. And Messenger of Allah says, until the time you die, you need to always be on that pursuit of knowledge. And we know that Rasulullah would even tell us that even seek knowledge if you have to travel to China, right? The furthest part of the world that was known maybe to the Arabs at that time. It doesn't mean only China in today's day and age, but that we should go to whatever length we have to go to satiate that thirst of knowledge. Today we know it's not that difficult. Online learning is available, distance learning. You have the Hauza Ilmiya of the Muslim world, of Iran, of many other houses around the world online. You can do religious studies online. You can do university degrees online. For you and I to get knowledge of religion, that we almost have no excuse.
Allahumma.
Brothers and sisters, we reached to the end of this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for staying with us till now, and we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder on a short but sweet saying from our expected saviour of mankind, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, concerning right and truth on the threshold of his birthday. Indeed, right is with us and in us. And nobody else would claim that but a liar and an impostor. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Al-Qadim alayhi salam. This hadith is about the reward of somebody who has access to the prohibited but abandons it. Meaning, like, for example, let's say that you have, you know, access to a lot of money, but that money is unlawful. And for the sake of God, out of fear of God, you forsaken it and abandon it. This hadith alludes to the great virtue and reward that a person will acquire on account of this. Imam Qadim alayhi salam said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to visit the people of the ledge of the mosque. These were people who, had migrated from Mecca. They were very poor. They migrated to Medina with the Prophet. They had forsaken everything. And they were very poor. The Prophet gave them a place in the mosque. They were known as the Ahlus Suffa. And they used to live there. And in any case, these people were his guests and had migrated to Medina without their families and belongings. The Prophet had lodged them on the ledges of Masjid al-Nabi, the mosque of the Prophet. They were 400 men, and he greeted them every morning and every night. When the Prophet would come to the mosque, to conduct his affairs, he would greet them and say salam to them. One day he came to them while some of them were mending their sandals, some were patching their garments, and some were cleaning their heads from lice. Their situation was very precarious. Their poverty had reached its limit. The Prophet used to provide them with a half a bushel of dates every day, and they would sustain themselves in this way. One time, one of the men stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah, the dates you provide us with have burned our stomachs. Perhaps reference to the fact that, dates are, to use terminology from traditional medicine, it's a very hot food. And, it leads to the heat of the temperament of the body. It causes one to become very thirsty, and it increases the thirst, and so on and so forth. In any case, the person was indicating that, we're sick of eating dates and we wish to eat something else. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I could feed you the whole world, surely I would have done it. But know that those among you who will live after me will be brought bowls of food in the morning and bowls in the evening. And each of you will have a shirt in the morning and another in the evening. Indicating the fact that these people would become rich after his death. And each of you will adorn your houses with curtains and carpets as the Kaaba is adorned. A man then rose and exclaimed, O Messenger of Allah, we are waiting eagerly for that time. When will it be? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, your time now is better than that time. When you will fill your stomachs with the lawful, you might also fill it with the unlawful. Prophet, he gave them a warning, and he scared them with respect to that time and that precarious time. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reward of somebody who foregoes the unlawful for the sake of God. In the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
أدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Qur'an-i Kareem, a series of Qur'anic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We are here, alhamdulillah, with you again with another Qur'anic session. So today, inshallah, we will be working on Ayah 16 and 17, Ayatain actually, okay? The two verses of Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 16 and 17. On page 52, right?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, as you're with us listening to IRIB English Radio, please have your Quran with you and turn to page 52, Ayah 16 and Ayah 17 of Surah Ali Imran. So, we will have a listening to the recitation, then inshallah we'll get back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الذين يقولون ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار
That's great. Nice recitation, alhamdulillah. I think Hassan wants to recite it as well, okay? And everybody wants to recite. So let's practice. I'll recite once and make sure you listen carefully and repeat, okay? Yes. Brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, they will do the same. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الذين يقولون ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا
الذين يقولون ربنا إننا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا
فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار
فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار
الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار
الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار
أحسنتم ما شاء الله May Allah include us among these servants of Him, okay? الصابرين الصادقين القانتين المنفقين المستغفرين بالأسحار إن شاء الله So, in the two previous verses, Ayah 14, Ayah 15, Allah Almighty actually kind of compared, yes, mata'ul hayat ad-dunya with mata'ul, with they think, with whatever the good people, the God-wary people, okay, the muttaqeen will have in, before Allah Almighty in the heavens, inshallah. The gardens, yes? So which one was better? The gardens, yes? Everlasting gardens or the gardens that you will have here for 15 years? 50 years, 60 years? Which ones do you prefer? Fawaz says just a house is enough for me. Okay, of course, it is what? Which one is better? The gardens and the heavens, yes? That's everlasting.
Yes.
So, here Allah Almighty also, like, say some of the other attributes of the people who have taqwa. الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ Those who say, our Lord, رَبَّنَا Our Lord, إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا Indeed, we have faith in you. Okay? فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا So forgive us our sins. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ And save us from the punishment of the fire. So who are they? Again, some attributes of them. Those who have taqwa, okay? الصابرين Those who are patient when they face difficulties. When they, for example, they're like one of the family members is so ill. It's a difficult time, yes? For example, one of your family members, God forbid, may Allah bless us, inshallah. May Allah give us good health. But yeah, sometimes it happens. One of our family members, our children, our father, mother, sister, brother, wife. So gets ill, right? So it's a difficult time. You are suffering, yes? So in these kind of situations, or you don't have, like, for example, enough money to pay, or you have crashed, had an accident, God forbid. You have a lot of thousands of problems, okay? You have. So in these kind of problems, if you're patient, if you're relying on God, if you trust God, so you are, it means you have taqwa, okay? And the jannat will be given to you. The thawab will be given to you for sure, okay? As-sabirin, those who are patient. As-sadiqin, those who are truthful. Okay, never lie. Never tell a single lie. They are so good. Wal-qanitin, those who are obedient. If Allah says do the prayers, He does the prayers. If Allah says, okay, stop, for example, backbiting, stop gossiping, stop, for example, snitching, these things. So they stop, right? They don't do obedient. They follow the commands of Allah Almighty. They listen. Wal-munfiqin, and the charitable people. There are a lot of people who are like stingy, yeah? They don't pay like a single penny to charity. So not this type of people, charitable people. And wal mustaghfirin bil ashar, and those who are asking, pleading Allah Almighty's forgiveness at ashar, at the dawn, before the morning, okay? Before the morning prayer. So salatul layl, for example, they practice salatul layl, they perform. So these are the people who have taqwa. And inshallah, may Allah Almighty count us amongst them, inshallah. I want you to refer to the Tafasir book. There are a lot of good things, good teachings in these ayats. You have to learn them, inshallah. Don't forget to include us in your dua as well, okay?
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmuruni min faydi dhiya ayatul
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
Now, we will move on to the very, very important tajweed rules. We'll mention some of them, and brothers here will practice with us. I hope you, brothers and sisters who are listening, please practice and take notes. الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الصَّابِرِينَ الصَّادِقِينَ الْقَانِتِينَ الْمُنْفِقِينَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَصْحَارِ So the important pronunciations, the pronunciation of the letters. Which letters are important? Huh? What do you think? The letter?
Thal,
the first one. Ra, qaf, ha. Sometimes wow is also important. Wal qanitin, not val qanitin. We don't have va. Wa, wal qanitin. Next one. Ayn, ghain, hamza, sad, The last one. Wal mustaghfirin bil as.
Ha.
These are important. So make sure you pronounce them correctly. Now, alladhina. We had a rule says if you have hamzatul wasl, if you have lamu ta'rif, the nouns have, okay? Nouns always, well, most of the nouns, okay, they have lamu ta'rif. Alladhina is actually like, it's a pronoun. So it's a pronoun that works as a noun. So, alladhina, it has lamu ta'rif and it has hamzatul wasl also. So if you want to start reading this, you got to put a fatha on the top of hamzatul wasl. Assign it with fatha and then start reading. Right? Alladhina alhamdulillah ar-Rahman. Right? This way. Al-Malikul Quddus. So they have lamu ta'rif. So assign hamzatul wasl with a fatha. That's very important. يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا Ra is very important. تَفْخِيمُ الرَّا رَبَّنَا Not رَبَّنَا Ra-a sound, no. Ra. رَبَّنَا Okay? رَبَّنَا Noon has a mad on the top. And the next word has a hamza. What do you think? Is the mad wajib to stretch for six counts?
No.
It is jais.
Yes.
Why?
Because the hamza is in another word.
Hamza is in another word. And mad is in another word. So they are not in the same word. That's why we don't have... We are not forced to stretch it, okay?
Yeah.
Prolong the sound. We are allowed to do it. So, innana has the same case. Mad is not wajib, right? It is jais. And the word innana, nun mushaddad. You gotta... Produce what? A nasal sound. Ghunna sound. Innana. Right? Nasal sound. For two counts. Prolong it. Amanna. Again, nun mushaddad. Faghfir lana. Faighfir lana. It's actually. Faighfir lana. Since Hamza is Hamzatul Wasl, you skip. Faghfir lana. Alright?
Yes.
Faghfir lana. So. Fir ra. Has a tarqiq sound, not tafkhim sound. Since it has a
kasra
before it. Faghfir lana dhunubana waqina azaban nar. Right? Read Ali Nasir. Waqina azaban nar. Read it. Ra has a tafkhim sound. مفخم it should be. Okay?
وقنا عذاب النار
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الصابرين Look, we start, we assign همزة الوصل with a فتحة, right? Because it has لام التعريف.
Yes.
الصابرين صا has a heavy sound. صابرين والصادقين والقانتين قا 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 they have a heavy sound. Make sure. والمنفقين there's one rule then that's all منفقين نون ساكن plus فا
إخفاء
hide the sound yes إخفاء والمنفقين والمستغفرين غا has a heavy sound فيرين بالأسحار that's all حار with a light sound and then change it to را with a heavy sound so Alhamdulillah, we mentioned, Ali Nasir, the important points. So I hope, inshallah, you've learned something. Make sure you practice and listen to the audio time and again to recite the Quran very well, inshallah, with good fluency and good tajweed. So, see you. We will recommend you that you have to stay with IRIB English Radio. Next session, at the same time, we'll be here with you, inshallah, in another Quranic session. Brother Fawad, Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today. Inshallah, see you. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International School. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
fajr. Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whisper prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Dear listeners, previously we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyyah. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience except when you awakened me from your love because of your love. So in this part of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, the reason the Almighty Allah never lets go of the servant is mentioned as his love. This is what we concluded about in the previous episodes. This is the same thing that Imam Hussein alayhi salam in supplication of Arafah says, what has he found who has lost you, and what has he lost who has found you? So what we concluded mainly was that the dynamic force behind every action, behind every endeavor in the life of the friends of Allah is this element. It is this love of the Almighty Allah, the Exalted. His remembrance, his obedience. It is because of this element that a servant is called a servant, to be obedient to the Almighty Allah. Now, anything beside this is seen as diversion from Allah. Hence, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam seeks Allah's forgiveness for all this and says, I pray forgiveness from you for every pleasure other than that of your remembrance, for every ease other than that of intimacy with you, and for every happiness other than that of proximity to you, and for every occupation other than obeying you.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So this hub and love that is referred to in this part of the whispered prayer, إِلَّا فِي وَقْتٍ أَيْقَظْتَنِي لِمَحَبَّتِكَ, except when you awaken me from your love, can be discussed from another aspect as well. Love is something that is never dissociated from action. And in fact, the sign of the one who has fallen in love is true action, an activity, an endeavor based on that love. However, on the other hand, love compensates the inability of a deed and mediates for the performer of that deed, as love is an effective intercessor before Allah, the Exalted. This concept that love compensates the deficiency of the deeds is referred to in a lot of traditions. For example, in the supplications, in his lofty supplication at dawn, famously known as the supplication of Abu Hamza al-Thumali, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, my recognition, O my master, is that which guides me to you and my love is my intercessor to you. And I trust my evidence since you have guided me to it. And I am comfortable with my intercessor since you will accept it. In fact, the best of evidence and dalil, but the best of intercessors are recognition and love. Accordingly, one whose evidence to Allah is ma'rifah, he will never be misguided. And he whose intercessor with Allah is his hub, his mahabba, shall never fail to reach the divine presence and mercy. And Allah is not such a Lord that will chastise such a person. Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam says elsewhere, O Allah, you are indeed aware that though my obedience to you has not been persistent in practice, but it has endured in love and determination. Now, these words, when we think over, are in fact subtle indications to the fact that one's obedience and ta'ah to Allah may at times fall short of the desired standard. And as a result of that, it might not be possible for the person to rely upon his obedience and action to the Almighty Allah alone. But that in which the lovers never entertain doubt is their certainty that they do love Allah, the Exalted. They are sure of their own determinations and azm on moving on the path of love and obedience. This is something that there is no doubt in. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يقول لك احبك شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان احبك يا شعبان يا شعبان احبك يا شعبان
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, I have a very special guest speaker, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to thank all the listeners to be part of this session, inshallah.
Inshallah. Now, recently in the world, so many earthquakes happens, you know, earthquakes happens, especially in Turkey. In Tajikistan, it happened again, again, the questions comes to our mind that are these really the natural phenomena only, or, for example, they could be the result of some of our actions and some of our sins? Do we have any, for example, Quranic or narrative evidence showing us that the earthquake or the other disasters in the world that are taking place are because of our deeds and actions?